It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. The word brasero refers to the firebox in Latin American wood-fired grilling. It's also the focus of one of John Mannion's restaurants in the Westtown neighborhood of Chicago, and it gave the restaurant its name, Brasero. Originally from Michigan, Mannion and his family relocated to Sao Paulo, Brazil when he was 8 years old, and that experience has inspired much of his life and cooking. Next week, he'll be collaborating at Brasero with the James Beard Foundation for an event called JBF Greens. It's a series in New York, Chicago, L.A., Seattle, and San Francisco, aiming to connect food lovers in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. The one in Chicago is set for 6 p.m. April 15th. John Mannion joins us now to talk more about his life and work bringing South American cuisine to the Prairie State. John, welcome to the 21st Show.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So what drew your family to Brazil when you were just a kid?
So my dad worked for the Ford Motor Company. We moved around quite a bit, but home base was always the Metro Detroit area. And as I remember it, we were sitting at the kitchen table in our little ranch house in Livonia, Michigan. And my dad said, "Hey, what would you kids think about moving to Brazil?" And we said, "That sounds great," even though I think that the world was much smaller then, and I had no idea what that was. And the way I remember it, they came the next day, packed my toys in a box, and a couple days later, we were in Brazil.
What was that like? Did you speak Portuguese?
No, God, no, not at all. It was like, I don't know that I'd ever experienced the big city. You know, we stopped. The way it used to be, you flew into Rio first. That was the international airport in Brazil. And then you'd fly into Sao Paulo. So we stayed, you know, at the Intercontinental on Copacabana for a couple of days, and that was great. And then a couple of days later, we flew into the old airport in Sao Paulo, was downtown, and it was terrifying. And I just remember flying in there and ending up in this hotel where we ended up staying for about 2 months in the middle of the city and just being like, oh my God, what happened? And my first concern, of course, was like, I was a picky little kid, you know, typical American kid. What am I going to eat? And that became the central question, not only of our time in Brazil, where I discovered many things to eat, but also of my life in general.
Yeah. So how does one get from, chicken nuggets and mac and cheese, I presume, correct me if I'm wrong, to some of the, you know, cuisine to Brazil?
So this is like the gateway for me was we stayed in this hotel. It was an Italian hotel. And you have to understand that Sao Paulo is, you know, while it's sort of the financial and center and the largest city in Brazil, it's also hugely international and cosmopolitan. Like there's more Japanese people living in Sao Paulo than anywhere outside of Tokyo. Just Lebanese food, Italian food, German food. It's everywhere. And it's really international. And we stayed in this hotel called the Codoro, which was an Italian hotel. And I remember sitting by the pool the first day, just kind of like getting my bearings. And my dad ordered a steak sandwich, which is nothing that I'd ever had. And it was on, you know, like a real piece of Italian bread with like a beautiful tomato and real lettuce and some chimichurri. And I took a bite of that and I thought, well, this is going to be okay. And we went from there, basically.
Yeah. Wow. That's
opened my eyes and my palate to the possibilities for sure.
Interesting. I might come back to you on that idea of opening up a young person's palate a little bit because that is
I got two littles right now myself and it's a struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So you start in restaurants when you're 15 years old. How does that come to be?
Well, yeah, you know, I always back then in the olden days, like everyone, we worked after school. And what I found was that my first job was in a car wash in the winter in suburban Detroit. And that wasn't great. That wasn't a great time. So I found working in restaurants was way more fun. There was a roof over your head. They fed you. The staff tended to be pretty outgoing and engaging. So I fell in love at an early age with the restaurant world. You know, back then, though, no one was really trying to be a chef. It wasn't a career path that one necessarily found themselves embarking on. So, you know, I went to high school and I went to college to get a degree in English and political science. But I worked in restaurants the whole time. And at some point, I was living in D.C. Doing issues-based public relations, which is as dreadful as it sounds. And I was still working in a restaurant on the weekends. And my dad kind of pulled me aside and said, what are you doing? Is this what you're going to do for the rest of your life? And at that point I decided, you know, either I'm going to get into the restaurant business, you know, this is going to be my vocation, my career, or I'm going to go back to academia and be an English professor. And when I suggested to my advisor at Marquette University that I would like to go into academia, when he was done laughing at me, he suggested that a career in the restaurant world would probably be better suited for my unique talents.
So let me get this right. Your dad pulled you aside and was like, don't do this stable career in public relations. You should go into the world of restaurants.
I think that he knew that I would never be happy just kind of sitting in an office. He knew that I was a little too restless for that. So it's had some ups and downs, but it turned out.
You know, restaurant people, I mean, there is a reputation that it can be rough. I don't know how much of that is just, you know, sort of invented from TV and movies and people who've written books about this stuff. What was your experience like of that?
The world's changed quite a bit since I started in the restaurant world. And it was, I don't know if it was necessarily rough. There were certainly different standards of conduct that were normal back then. The yelling, screaming, throwing things, that was just, you know, that was a Tuesday. I think that now most people view the restaurant business as a business first. And I'm really happy to say that a lot of the younger people that I work with are viewing this as a serious vocation, not just someplace that they ended up instead of, you know, a work camp. The teams that we work with are, you know, almost inspiring in their dedication to the craft. So it's the world's changed quite a bit.
Yeah. Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're speaking with John Mannion. He is the chef and owner of Bracero, also Elche Steakhouse and Bar, both in Chicago. He's going to be participating in an event called JBF Greens. That's the James Beard Foundation. It's 6 p.m. this Tuesday, April 15th. It's aiming to connect food lovers in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. That's a wide range. So we can come to that in a minute, but how do you end up in Chicago? Talk about opening your first restaurant.
Okay. So when I made that decision in DC, I didn't want to stay in DC at that time, not a great restaurant city. I'd been to college, but I decided that if I was going to get into this world, I needed to do it in earnest. So I enrolled in Kendall College. I went to Marquette. I'm from Detroit, Chicago. There were a lot of couches for me to sleep on in Chicago. It was an easy move for me. At the time I moved here in 95, it was just starting to boom. You know, at that point in time, we all still kind of looked to New York and internationally, San Francisco a little bit, in terms of what was going on in the culinary world. But it didn't take that long until Chicago really became, you know, you took those twice a year trips to New York. And after a while, I was like, man, there's not a whole lot going on here that's not happening in Chicago. And in some ways, I think that we're doing things a little bit more unique than what's happening on the East Coast. So it was a great time to be just involved in the restaurant world. I was a young cook when I got tapped to open a restaurant called Moss on Division Street in the late 90s, which was back when Wicker Park was still kind of the Wild West. And I was there for 10 years, and that's really where I kind of made my mark in Chicago as a chef.
So you've moved up. I mentioned you have those two restaurants now. There have actually been others that came and went over time. How actively involved are you day to day? Are you pacing the kitchen with your arms behind your back, you know, directing things?
Sometimes.
Or are you sitting in an office counting your money? How do you spend your time?
Well, as, you know, you may have heard these rumors. There's not that much money to count in the restaurant business. So that's a very short part of my day. Having two restaurants now, when we opened Bracero last year, it's a different thing because, you know, I have necessarily there's chefs in each restaurant. Froggy Martinez runs Elche. Adam Meyer, who's collaborating on the dinner on Tuesday, is at Bracero. So I really, you know, I've shifted into this. It took me a little while to figure it out. But this role as a mentor and, I do a fair bit of pacing with my arms behind my back, whispering in their ears when I see things.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm trying to learn to micromanage and help people grow and do this very demanding job for themselves. So, you know, coming out of the pandemic, I could feel myself micromanaging and decided there was a different management style. So I split my time. we're really involved in the big picture of growing these businesses and trying to, you know, get in front of many people, as many people as possible. Taking my head out of just being myopically looking at the kitchen and seeing the whole picture has, I think, really helped both businesses. You know, service is such a huge component of what we do in the restaurant world that, you know, allowing, just seeing the big picture has been hugely beneficial, not only to the restaurants themselves, but my own psyche.
Yeah. You mentioned having a couple of little ones in your life, and restaurants are, you know, that's generally an evening oriented thing at your level, at least. So how do you strike that balance?
As you know, so now I try to work from Monday through Friday as much as I possibly can and reserve the weekends, because if I'm not, you know, if I'm not watching my kids grow up, then what is the point of all of this, I think, is something, again, I took out of the pandemic. And, you know, luckily I'm in a great marriage with my wife, Nicole, is just an awesome mom. So that makes it a lot easier, but, you know, it's prioritizing my time.
Absolutely. All right. Talk about the James Beard Foundation and your work in this Greens series.
Okay. So, you know, JBF has been around for a long time. The first time that we went to the awards was, I think, you know, in 2000. It's people tend to think of it as the Oscars, you know, the James Beard Awards, which are in Chicago, as the Oscars of the restaurant world. But it's a lot more. You know, it's a foundation that's dedicated to education and just really legitimizing what we do for a living. You know, that perception of a pirate ship where it's just a bunch of criminals back in the behind a door, you know, guzzling booze and making your food. Like, the JBF has done a great deal to dispel that notion. So they've been a real positive force in the culinary and restaurant world. So given the opportunity to partner with them on a dinner that is, you know, hopefully building community here in Chicago and bringing a lot of people together in a relatively new environment, someplace that they, you know, might not have the opportunity to eat. This is, for what we're doing and the evening that we're proposing, a great deal. And I think that's where, you know, the 20, 30-year-old demographic comes in. But really, it's, you know, it's a chance to just bring people together, which is what the foundation does best.
Yeah, a lot of seafood. Maybe you can, if you want to pick one of the dishes that's going to be on the menu and just talk a little bit about it.
You know, the thing probably that I am most excited about, I mean, first of all, we have this big roaring part of what we do, and part of the reason that I do what I do is both of our restaurants are live fire. It's something I fell in love with as a kid in Brazil, just like smelling beef, specifically picanha, dripping over charcoal. And that's like been something I'm chasing, been chasing my whole life. So one of the main courses is going to be a King River Wagyu picanha, served simply with chimichurri, which is, you know, unadorned. It's one of my favorite things in the world. Very, very simple. But we're going to also do some East Coast oysters with citrus garlic butter, just grilled, like put right in the coals and grilled. There's a version of Brazilian fried chicken that's going to be one of the early courses that is something that I've been in love with since I was a little kid. It's, you know, marinated and then fried really quickly. The sides we're doing, like that sweet potato, I don't know why it's the last 2 years have been kind of the year of the sweet potato. And we do a cold roasted version with katsupuri cheese that's really amazing. So, and we're going to start out with a few lighter, brighter, raw and semi-cooked seafood applications, some jaquito scallops and agua chili, and a crab and shrimp ceviche that springtime, you know, it's springtime in Chicago.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden we're moving away from brown heavy food to these lighter, brighter flavors. We're starting to see a little bit of local produce. So it's a great time to be a cook in Chicago. Everyone's smiling in the kitchen again.
Amazing. Don Mannion is a chef of an owner at Bracero and Elche Steakhouse and Bar. The event is 6 p.m. April 15th. It's JBF Greens. That's for James Beard Foundation. Thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your work with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on.
This has been the 21st show. That is it for us today. We're a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.